Banner here. Thanks for tuning in. Glad you can join us. I'm not going to waste too much of your time, so I'm just going to quickly say thank you to those who listened to our first episode and gave feedback and suggestions. It's always appreciated. Also, if you have any other discussion topics or ideas for us in the future, let us know about that. And finally, we are not only on SoundCloud now, but also on iTunes and a YouTube channel. So check those out if they suit your fancy. Those will all be in the description down below. So yeah, that's it from me. Thank you again, and please enjoy this episode.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Foxcast. This is episode 2. We got the small group here together again. My name is Dokes, and with me I have two of my other co-hosts. There is Nuvo. Say hi.
What's up? Nuvo Nokai here. Woo!
And we have Dinah, or Dynima, and you can say hello as well.
Hi.
And today we are going to be covering just a few things. It'll be a shorter little conversation today. We're going to cover trends like always because, you know, Kitsu does indeed love its trends like nobody else.
You know it.
And then the main bulk, the meat of this podcast will focus on a non-spoiler version of Kimi no Na wa, or Your Name in English, and Koi no Katachi, or A Silent Voice in English. And check into episode 3, that'll be coming soon for both of those, because we're going to be doing a spoiler cast on both films. And after that, we'll be focusing on the latest Kitsu updates, which is only one that's really of note, but it is a big one. And then we'll mention small news going around into the anime spectrum. And then after that, we'll wrap it up with the weekly anime recommendation and user recommendation from Kitsu. And that's everything. So let's get it started. All right, Nuvo. So as always, trends. Tell us about the trends.
Trends, because we can't live without the trends. All right, so it's funny because at first, before we was even outlining, we didn't have a whole lot of trends. And then we exploded with like two great ones. One is called Smash / Pass. And
I take full credit for that, but it was not meant to be a trend.
Yeah, full credit. But I'm going to pass it off to you since you did set this trend on flame. So explain what Smash and Pass was.
All right, so I discovered this. It was actually a YouTube trend, if you didn't know, from about six, 7 months ago. Mm-hmm. So the concept there was kind of weird because other YouTube channels were collecting pictures of other YouTubers, like male or female, and then they were playing the game Smash or Pass. Now, if you don't know what Smash or Pass is, it's a joking / kind of serious sex game, basically. Like, would you smash them or would you pass on that one? Because, no. And, you know, when you're doing it with real people on YouTube, it's kind of a weird, awkward thing because you could actually meet these people. Because, I get it if people do it with celebrities because everybody's got celebrity crushes.
Of course.
Like, I could just see Nuvo just foaming from the mouth at Gabrielle Union or something.
Oh, look. Gab, it is bae, though.
keep this podcast PG-13, Nuvo. Come on now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So, I've been doing a little month challenge to myself of making a post every day on Kitsu. So, one of the days, I stole that idea, repurposed it for anime characters. A lot of people ask me which anime characters I would smash or pass, because, you know, as we all know, for the majority of anime fans, 2D is what they prefer. Not for me personally, but it's something they adore. And a lot of people really caught on to the idea. It was actually Wexter who was the first one, and then Silvador were the first two who, like, went, that's a fun idea, I want to do it too. And cheers. Then everybody started, you know, posting all the traps and all the same sex characters and making people question their sexuality at the point of 2D characters.
They're like, I've been waiting for this.
Exactly.
I think I got at least like 5 traps and I actually said yes to one accidentally, but then I went, you know what, whatever. I mean, I have a girlfriend, so yeah, I'll bang the 2D character.
Yeah, it's fun. It's all fun, you know?
Yeah, that's the way I saw it. I mean, I don't get embarrassed, so yeah, it's all fun.
Exactly, exactly.
Because I know Nuvo took, I don't think Dinah did. I think Dinah took place in the other trend that's going to be mentioned here in a second.
See, he mm-hmm. took place because I tagged him. If I didn't tag him, he wouldn't even took place.
I mean, I when we get to that in a minute, I was tagged in that like 6 times and I didn't take place on it.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, I'll try to justify myself on that, but yeah, that's what mm-hmm. Smasher Pass was.
Man, I thought it was a fun trend. Like you said, I just took the trend in its full fun joyride. Man, I didn't set any type of rules. I was like, guys, girls, it don't matter. Just put the name, and if I'm feeling some type of way, I smash or I pass.
No, it's like, if it's got a hole, I'll fill it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord. Exactly. It's like, I do not judge. I do not judge. I got my A1, so I do not judge. Oh, Lord.
So, what was the other big trend?
Okay, so the other big trend, I say the playlist one for next one. But the other big trend was the selfie trend. And it was real, it was kind of inspiring, and it kind of resonated with within the community, you seen, because a whole lot of people took part of it and showing their face with the selfie trend. And I just thought it was real fun. Just for, we talking about anime social site. So just having other people take pictures of themselves and revealing themselves to the community, that was real nice to see, you know?
It's nice to associate a face to that, you know, anonymous that person that you speak to all the time on a social media website.
That was real cool.
Yeah. For the longest time, I thought Dinah was like 8 foot tall, black with huge muscles and really long red braided twin tails.
No, you didn't.
Oh, that wasn't even my final form.
Yeah, well, and then I know our friend Fee looks exactly like Lenny Kravitz. He doesn't want to admit it, but he's definitely Kravitz's twin.
Definitely.
But yeah, no, I agree. It was fun seeing people's face, because it's kind of a showing of how close our community is at this moment.
Yeah, it really bonded us even a little bit more than what we was already at. It was real dope. Shout out to Brimmy, because isn't she the one that started it?
I think so.
I believe so. Yeah.
Because
she's fucking awesome for that. Yeah, that was real dope.
Well, because it's funny, because, you know, people like me and Nuvo, everybody knows what we look like, because we share our face all the time whenever we want.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, there's a lot of people who shared their face for the first time, and it was really nice to see that.
And then we were seeing all the beautiful comments. People was encouraging others. Because I think that's what really set the trend ablaze, because people was embracing, you know, everybody as they are. And that's real cool to see it within our community, you know?
I know people wanted me, because I put a baby picture on there as well. They wanted me to make a meme out of my baby picture.
Oh, yeah, for real?
Yeah, because my baby picture just got like a, what, you want a piece of this? Hmm?
That's cool. Damn. Oh, man. Oh, hold on. Before we move on to the next trend, I did not see a picture of Den. I didn't see a picture of
Den. Dino's too shy to be sharing his face around the
Yeah, I'm like, I'm probably one of the shyest people you ever know. So there's only a very few select people ever who knows my face.
Oh my god.
Unless you got him on Facebook like we do.
What? Facebook? What's Facebook?
It's the only place where we can open it up and see your face. What's that? Oh!
Oh my god.
The most adorable Asian child on the planet.
He totally is. The voice matches the face, I swear to God. I lied to you not.
Oh gosh.
I lied to you not. All right, so the next trend was the playlist one. And I thought this was kind of a little neat. You get to see the musical tastes of the community. So basically, all you had to do was set your music player or whatever you do to listen to music. Set it on random or shuffle, the same thing. And then you basically name the top 10 in your listening. You just tag whoever you want to tag in the response. It took me a long time to get tagged. I'm just saying, I was feeling some type of way.
It's like every time you see someone doing this chain, you're like, when are you tagging me, man? When are you tagging me?
Exactly. For some reason, I normally do not get like that. But for some reason, I was like, I like music. Why is no one tagging me?
And then I was in like the second or third post guy got tagged.
Oh, for real? Oh my
yeah,
God.
People always tag me and shit, and I don't do it half the time because I didn't do it because I don't have a playlist at all. I just don't. So I was like, I don't feel like going to compile one just for this. I'm much too busy making other things.
I was getting kind of jailed because I seen that you got tagged, right? I was like, yeah, that's right. Cap got tagged, so I'm going to get tagged next, right? It took a while. Shout out to Capo because he tagged me. I love you, brother, because you tagged me, man. You got me in the game. You got me in the game because I was like, everybody getting tagged. They talking about their playlist. I'm like, where's my tag, you know? Capo. I love you, man.
Yeah, I know my sister was the same. She was just waiting for someone to tag her because she really wanted to partake in it.
See, Kano knows. She knows. She was feeling the same type of jail I was. I was like, what's going on, man? I love you guys, but please just show a brother some love, man.
Ooh, what is that? Ooh, I think it's a cold shoulder. Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, sad emoji and shit.
Jeez. Just do that on everybody's wall. Just a sad emoji and don't say anything.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I'm like, don't talk to me, man. Don't talk to me. You didn't tag me. You did not tag me.
Post that you see, there's like a sad emoji from Nuvo. And then not a single word, just a sad emoji.
I mean, he is known as the guy on the site who he likes every single comment or post he makes before anybody else can.
Yeah, exactly. So that it's funny too, because I remember somebody pointed that out. I was like, somebody asked me like, why you like your post every time you post? I'm like, self love, dude. Self love. You gotta like your shit before you love someone's shit.
Where is the love?
Exactly. There you go. Then I mean, Cap, no. Yeah, you know, self love, man. You know.
All right. So what is there any other trends, or do you want to move on to the movies?
I think that's all the flame-worthy trends we have.
Yep, so for those of you who actually haven't been on Kitsu, those are pretty much the main trends that's been going around.
Mm-hmm. Movie talk.
Movie.
So, all right, we're just going to, like, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry for
interrupting. No, you lead the way, my friend.
So we're just going to, like, briefly talk about these two movies and what we thought about them. But we will have a future podcast on these, just a more in-depth spoiler kind of overview of them. So,
yeah, that way we can, like, because we're just gonna give her like, did you like it? Did you not like it? And like, talk about it vaguely because we don't want to spoil anything for anybody. Because the three of us have not talked about these films together, so we don't really know what we think about them. But on the next podcast, we are going to hash out why one of us may love the film or one of us may think it's the worst film of all time. I don't think that's the case, but, you know, just for example.
Nuvo, you hate the movie? How dare you? I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. Don't worry. I love both of the films.
Alrighty, so first movie is Kimi no Na wa or Your Name.
Alright, well, you started off, Dinah, so what'd you think of it?
I loved it. It was a perfect mix of, well, it's just an all-around friendly, family-friendly show that showcased not only beautiful aesthetics, but also a very interesting story that, you know, there was like a little twist in the middle that I honestly did not expect when I first watched it, but it gave me feels, and I don't often say that about movies.
the classic, like, being an anime fan, the feels.
It's also the only anime movie ever for me that I ever watched in movie theaters twice. So,
hey, bravo! Yeah, I saw it I saw it in theaters myself too.
Cheers to that!
All right, what do you think, Nuvo?
Your Name was very, very good. Very good. I got the feels from it, But I'm not going to lie. When I watch the film, without getting too in-depth with it, because we're going to do a whole nother podcast on that, I was wondering, where was this movie going? But once it showed me where it was going, I was sold. And the twist, amazing. And that ending, whew!
That ending was for so once good. In his damn life, he, Makoto Shinkai, ended a film without us going, wait, what? Do they not?
Exactly. Yes. Oh my God. That ended. I was like, yes. Oh my. I'm just going to say, what did you think about the film? Because I want to talk about it, but just what you think about the film.
All right, so before I talk about how I feel, if you're not familiar with your name, it's made by Makoto Shinkai. His studio is an in-house studio. He pretty much owns it, so I don't actually know the name off the top of my head. But he's made other films notable, such as 5 Centimeters Per Second, The Children Who Chase Lost Voices, or and Garden of Words.
Love it.
And if there's one thing that this film shares with pretty much all of his movies, except for like his first one, which is The Voices, or the A Distant Promise, or whatever the hell it's called, The Voices of a Distant mm-hmm. Promise, or whatever.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The Promise We Made in Our Early Days, or whatever. The movie's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, visually, it's... And I'm not afraid to say this. In terms of modern films, it might be the best-looking film you're going to see. It's absolutely stunning. Its movie budget is through the roof. It's gorgeous. He's not even satisfied with the way it looks, and it's one of the best-looking anime films ever made.
Preach it.
Yeah, the amount of detail they add to just the smallest of, you know... even when they were dancing during that, there was one scene. Like, you can see the small strings on
yes.
the head just swaying back and forth. Yes. It's just so much detail.
If there's something Makoto Shinkai really excels at, it's visual presentation. And Your Name, for him, is possibly his best work for that. I think Garden of Words is also on the same level of visual prowess.
Oh, Garden of Words is beautiful. It's one of the first yes. movies I ever watched in which I thought, wow, the rain in this movie looks
oh my God.
Realistic.
Yes! Did hit it on point. Because I was like, if you don't mention the rain, oh my God. The rain in Garden of Words, it was like, I was there. I was like, oh my God. It was so beautiful.
And Your Name, it does that full and through. And I'm also a huge fan. Not everyone might share this, but I thought the Radwimps killed it with the OST. Mm-hmm. They were fantastic. Also, this film has something original that I have not seen another film ever do. It has an actual opening. Like, similar to that of an anime television dope. Series. And that was a great way, because uh-huh. the film is full of symbolism and thematics that match the film, but you don't see any of it. It's just beautiful and breathtaking, and then, boom, the film starts. It's a great way to pull you in immediately and make you go, what am I about to watch?
It's amazing. And another thing that this movie does that I've never really seen other movies do is that the music band, Radwimps, they actually create a separate English version of the soundtrack exclusively for the dub version of the anime.
Wow.
Yeah, some older Ghibli films have done that, but in the modern era, nobody does that anymore. Because, like, I don't know if you've... Because I grew up on My Neighbor Totoro, and mm-hmm. all of its music is redone to be in English as well back then. Mm-hmm. But all in all, this movie is Makoto Shinkai's finest in terms of visual presentation. Do I love the movie, though? I actually do not. I don't think it's great. I think it's good.
Let's save it for the third episode, Nuvo. I can sense the fumes coming out of your ears, but let's just save it for a future one.
I will explain it. It mostly has to do with the conjunction of the story and the characters meshing together. I think the story itself is fine, but I'm actually not a fan of the character growth throughout the film. And I will explain what I mean by that in the third one. I actually have legitimate reasons for it, I promise. It's not, but the story itself, I think, is what makes the film work so well and draws everybody in, but I think because there's so much focus on that, mm-hmm. that some of the character growth itself gets shoved to the side. And I am willing to hash that out with you in the next podcast if you want.
Like, I can just sense in deep inside Nuvo's brain, he's like, you're not my cap anymore.
Oh my god, I love this dude so fucking much, but
we still love each other, don't worry.
Yes.
Yeah, no, okay. No, it's fine. I mean, personally for me, my favorite work that Shinkai has made is Garden of Words. I think this will be my second mm-hmm. favorite film of his.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I do think it's a very good film, and I recommend pretty much everybody go see it because I think it has some of the most worldwide appeal of any anime film made. It's just for me personally, there are some things that it's missing for me to absolutely love it.
Of course.
Okay. Okay, next up is Koe no Katachi, or A Silent Voice. I'll let Dinah explain the film again.
So Koe no Katachi is about, the synopsis for it is about a deaf girl. The very basic premise of it is a deaf girl being bullied, but the film really goes in depth of a lot of adult themes such as, you know, suicide, depression, bullying. The film does a fantastic job displaying, showcasing that. And I think in terms of personal appeal, between this and Your Name, this one will probably appeal to a lot of people during, you know, our generation, during our time where, you know, anxiety, growing up, all those kind of pent-up feelings we have as we grow up, they kind of all apply from this movie.
Okay, so that's the general idea. I know what you kind of think already, but what did you think of the film?
Oh, well, being the extremely harsh reviewer I am, I love this movie a lot. Yes. And one of the reasons why is because, you know, it really did appeal to a past experience of mine, and because I related to it so much, I can totally grow a personal, like, a bond to this movie. But even if I didn't have that bond, everything else about this movie was just fantastic. Animation, soundtrack, you know, presentation of characters in this show is fantastic.
All right, and you, Nuvo?
This movie was amazing. I loved it. And it's funny because I didn't really know about the hype of this film until very late. I was still stuck on Your Name. And I watched this film without knowing nothing. I didn't watch no PVs, no nothing. And I was just floored by just the emotion and the feeling, the relatability that it drawn to me. I just loved this film, man. It was just really, really good. Really, really, really good. And the score, whew, nice score, nice score. And visually, it looked so nice. It's really good. It's really good. I don't want to go too in depth into episode 3, but I thought this film was amazing. What about you, Cap?
I feel like this is going to be the podcast where everybody wants to strangle me.
Oh, don't you say it. Don't you say it. Don't you say it. Don't you say it.
I think Koe no Katachi is a incredibly well-crafted film, but I did not like it.
Oh my god.
Totally
I'm
fine.
Oh my god.
Nuvo slams down the microphone and just walks. I'm just kidding.
And I'll give you 5 reasons, and these 5 reasons, they'll be vague here, and I'll explain the same 5 reasons in depth on our next one, okay? Number 5. Okay, so the manga, it is a manga adaptation. Mm-hmm. I personally, even though Kyoto Annie makes the film look beautiful, do not like their style for this film because they make it more cutesy than the realistic style of the original work. Mm-hmm. And because it is a very seriously toned story, the small hands and feet and the cutesy style of certain things that they do in some scenes where the bodies are misproportioned breaks immersion for me. Number 4... again, because this is a manga adaptation, because of the runtime is so short, because they have to cram so much of the 62-chapter story into a 2-hour film, there are several things that need to be pragmatically altered to flow for a movie. And reasons 4 and 3 both have to deal with these. Reason 4, the ending does not take place at the same spot. The ending in the manga takes place at chapter 56, and it takes place at chapter 62 in the manga, and the ending takes place a few bits before, and it leaves out a few details that are very influential and important to our very key deaf character. Number 3, a lot of the side characters outside of our main two and the sister of the deaf girl are severely undeveloped in the film because they don't have enough time. They have to spend that time on the main characters, so the side characters don't get a proper time to have their time to be developed and also have good resolutions to them, to the end of their narrative arcs. Number 2, and I can't say what the climax is, but the climax doesn't make sense. And I will explain why it doesn't make sense. And number 1 reason why I don't like this film is because I deeply do relate to this film, it was very hard for me to watch because it was upsetting for that reason. As somebody who grew up being bullied, as somebody who suffers from depression, as somebody who has thought of committing suicide before, this film was very touchy for me. So I didn't like being reminded of those feelings. So that also the content, which while I think is incredibly important and actually very well done, I did not like. This is a film from a lot of aspects. It's very well made. But because of who I am as a person, I can't enjoy the film.
That's totally fine.
Okay.
Nuvo and I will offer our rebuttals during the actual podcast, but
that's
totally fine.
And I'll explain my reasons further for all of those as well.
Of course.
We understand.
Cap, just the whole time, I just sense Nuvo just like.
Look, I love this fucking man, but woo! Episode 3 gonna be lit. That's all I gotta say.
I mean, that's fine. I'm willing to stand by my opinion for why I think both things for both films, and I'm ready to hear both yours out as well.
I'll be the guy in the side eating popcorn.
I respect you, man. It's going down.
But, oh yeah, one thing I wanted to mention about Kono Katachi, if you're unfamiliar with the film, the creators of the animated version, who I mentioned was Kyoto Annie, their name is Kyoto Animation. They are known for TV series, typically, such as Free and Kyoko no Kanata and stuff, and recently the Dragon Maid show.
They're known for the very cutesy moe and well-animated anime.
They have made a few anime films in their time, such as The Disappearance of Haruhi Suzumiya and Tamako Love Story.
Mm-hmm. Both amazing films.
And this is another company that is, even though their visual style for character design might not appeal to everyone, and I'm one of those, their attention to detail everywhere else is beyond phenomenal. They make some of the most visually stunning movies and anime series that exist.
When you think of color and you associate with a specific anime studio, usually Kyoto Annie is the one you associate with that.
They are kind of the godfather of the moe style. They're the ones who made it what it is today.
Oh yeah, K-On.
With K-On, Lucky Star, and Haruhi Suzumiya, they changed anime from 2006 to the modern era. I just am not a fan of their company.
That's totally fine. To each their own.
It's like one of those things where I respect what they do, but it doesn't appeal to my personal taste.
Absolutely. We all have, you know, films and studios that appeal to our tastes and all that. Like, I don't think either of you know, but the one studio that doesn't really appeal to me as much as others, two of them actually, one is Studio Ghibli, and the other one is, I forget the team who works on Fate Zero.
Oh, that's Ufotable? Yeah.
Ufotable. It's not. I don't. Yeah. Those are the two for me. But that's
Yeah, and I mean, I'm known by many people as a massive Studio Ghibli fan, and I do love their work and their animation, but not everybody is a Ghibli fan. And he mentioned too Fotable as well, too. Like, I think Fate Zero and Fate Stay Night are gorgeous, but I'm not a fan of either one of them, to be honest.
Fate Zero is...
It's better. I think it's better than Fate Stay Night.
Fate Stay Night, ooh, that's a headache. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, fans of Fate Stay Night. I'm just not a fan of Fate Stay Night. Fate Zero is very good, though. Very good.
And when I'm talking about Fate Stay Night, if you're listening, I'm talking about Unlimited Blade Works, not the original one made in 2006 by Studio Deen. That was a different company.
Oh, do you actually like that one, or you don't?
No, I haven't seen the one by Studio Deen. I was just making it more clear to the listener.
Okay.
And Nubo, he just doesn't like any animation studio.
Oh, what?
Madhouse. Noel hates Madhouse.
Oh my god.
He thinks Bones is overrated trash and just...
Don't put that on me. I'm going to have people comment on me. You don't like Madhouse? What you say about Studio Bones? I'm like, bro, chill. I never said that. They put that on me.
You see, all of us have different tastes, but we all love each other. So, and that's what we, as anime viewers and anime, you know, people who enjoy this medium should be like.
Except for Nubo. He's working on like a 2,000-page manuscript about how he hates A1 Pictures.
It's like Den Love Moe. I do not care for it that much, but I still respect Den because he like Moe.
Yeah, I mean, I Dina's one of the people I respect the most because he always voices opinion and hears everybody else out. But I hate Moe.
Yeah, I mean, this is not my thing. If it's mixed well with other elements, I can go with the flow with it. But if it's the main engine for the series, oh no, I can't do it.
I hate you too. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, me and Dinah are very well known for having differing opinions, and I know me and Nuvo share some, but I mean, he's gonna set me on fire next podcast. Woo!
Episode 3 is it be a lit function. I guarantee you.
Bring it. I don't mind. I'll take you down.
Oh,
ooh. Get some popcorn for this.
Oh man.
Just make sure it's not any of that cheap Orville Redenbacher. Get yourself some good stuff.
he ready already. I hear you, Cap.
Okay, so that's all on the movie talk. Next, I want to talk about Kitsu updates. The only major one that happened lately that's worth actually noting is the library update. They finally rehauled our entire library. We have different ways to organize it. There's library search, and it's really fucking nifty. I like it a lot. And we also have 3 different rating systems now. So.
Oh, yes. Star rating, 1 to 10 rating. When was it the...
1 to 5 rating they brought back.
1 to 5 rating, okay.
And they also have them set up where you can use the 0.5 scale for them as well. So it's like, you know, 4.5, 8.5, however you want to do it.
So what do we all use for here as the ratings? I personally use the 1.5, the 0.5 rating system. Well, what do you two use?
I use the smiley rating.
All right, so Nubo is not about numbers, neither am I, but I'll explain mine because I have a weird rating system. And so, Dino, you mean like you use like up to 5 is your top score?
Up to 10,
okay. What's the greatest 10 of all time?
Preach it, brother. Go on.
Steins Gate, right? For him, at least.
It's all goody.
It's between that and Redline. Yeah, well, see, I use a weird rating system because I don't like number systems as well. Because they're irrelevant. Everybody uses their own number system. So if you're trying to tell someone's an 8, well, I don't know what the fuck that means to me. So I make everything... I made a joke a long time ago with everybody in my Skype group. Nuvo's in that, and Dinah are in that group. And I rate everything a 4. Everything is a 4. And if you want to know what that means, that 4, you have to ask me personally. I'll tell you it's a 4 out of something. Like, 4... boob defying physics out of 4 for High School of the Dead. Stuff like that.
Yes.
Fair enough.
I personally prefer to describe you the show in words. Why I find that way, I know that's more complicated, but I talk more than I need to, so that's the way I do it.
Makes sense. I personally want to use the smiley system rating because that's just the most straightforward, you know, like, dislike, neutral. That's just because when it comes to number systems, when someone says, like you said, when someone says an 8, what is 8 to them compared to your 8? Like, I speak a lot of people, they say that their average is a 5, but, you know, as for us, a lot of people ask when we grow up and when we go to school, 70%, 7 is the average. So that's why a lot of people kind of interchange between 5 and 7 being the average. And, you know, someone can give a 6 and be like, wow, you hated this film. But they're like, no, I gave it a 6. 5 is my average. I still like it. But everyone's different when it comes to the number rating systems. It gets complicated. But so I respect your form of rating.
Yeah, there's no good way to quantify it for that blankets to everybody. I mean, I'm fine with, you know, traditional rating systems. It's just like, if someone says an 8, I assume they like it, but it's when you get in that middle range that you're just mentioning where it gets confusing, because you're like, oh, 6, you didn't like it much? No, I thought it was above average. Really? Because you give it a 6. Well, for me, that's above average.
Yeah, definitely. You're complicated.
Although, personally, the one thing I can never really truly understand is when people give something a 1 out of 10 or a 0 out of 10. Because, like, for me, I think every film, no matter how bad you think it is, it deserves some form of credit. Like, even a 1 out of 10 is, but that's just my opinion.
I don't know. Brynhildr in the Darkness needs to just be burned into a fire.
There you go.
That's my least favorite anime, by the way, Brynhildr in the Darkness. I hate it.
If you want to express your rage.
Next to it, and Revolutionary Girl Utena, just put them in a furnace and don't let anybody watch them. And a lot of people love Utena, but I just think it's garbage. And like, for me, like, I would rate those incredibly low because I just think they're awful. But it's... I just don't want to.
I feel you.
I just put them in top 10 lists and say they're awful.
That's totally fine.
It's all goody. This is why I use smileys, man.
Dude was just like, oh, you hated it? Well, I'm going to give it an angry face in your face.
Exactly. Dan knows. I mean, and then I use a smiley rating system just because I believe you should watch anime for the experience. It shouldn't be rated by any type of number. So the smiley rating just kind of helps me with that.
So yeah, and I like that sentiment. It's just one of those things where a lot of people look at it like they do films and it needs to be criticized, which to each their own, of course, but then they that's what they go into. Like, they have to criticize it instead of just watching it for what they would naturally.
Exactly.
So then they pick apart shit that doesn't matter to them. Yeah. I mean, like, I naturally, like, that's why I don't like your name and Koei Nozudachi. I critique stuff, but... Well, I like your name. I don't like Koei Nozudachi.
Okay.
But they're both well-made films. They're both really good. Everyone go watch them. They'll both probably make you cry a bunch.
Please.
The deaf girl is the sweetest in the universe, and she almost made me cry, God, like, 4 times.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oof, I love her so much. She almost became waifu. She almost.
Yeah, she couldn't beat mine because Godzilla is bae, so.
There you go. Say no more. You don't even have to justify that. I already know.
Okay, and next thing up in the podcast is news. We don't really have a lot because anime comes in weird spurts. We only have real... 3 notable things I want to mention. One, Your Name, which we've talked about a lot. Everybody here, of course, has the same opinion.
Yes.
Its Blu-ray is coming out soon. When's it coming out, Diana? You mentioned it to me earlier.
I believe it comes out mid-July.
Oh, next month. Wonderful.
Don't quote me on that, though, but it is in July.
Quoted. Everyone quoted Diana, July 2017, buy your Blu-ray.
Yep. Quote, spam is wall.
Because I know there are still some people who haven't watched Your Name. So definitely check it out when it comes out.
Yeah, and Blu-ray quality is... it'll be a treat for you. second news story. If you somehow don't know about this by the time this podcast airs, I'll be surprised. But season 3 of Attack on Titan was announced for 2018. So everybody get your maneuver gear ready and go fly through the air and try not to get eaten.
Hell yeah.
I woke up to that today and I was just like, yes. Don't have to wait till 2020.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's God. All.
That's a great feeling.
Yeah, that is gratifying to hear that there's more. And the last news story. Today is the 18th of this recording, so the 19th is tomorrow. At least for me, it's the 18th. I know he's in the past, so he doesn't count. the 19th, a month from this 19th, is the 20th anniversary of the manga for One Piece.
Woohoo! Nice. Congratulations, One Piece.
Which Cheers. Is no. That's something I think everybody should at least celebrate in some way, even if you have not read or watched it, because it is the greatest selling manga of all time now. So I think this is something worth at least. I mean, I'm going to be making a ton of posts over the next month and also asking people who make One Piece posts to share them with me, and I'll organize them onto my blog so everybody can see them. You're going to be seeing a bunch of One Piece posts from me. But I just want to, you know, congratulate Eiichiro Oda for 20 years of hard work, 860 plus chapters of just some of the best looking art in the entire manga spectrum.
Congratulations. Woohoo!
Now for the wrap up, anime recommendation and user recommendation. Anime recommendation this week brought to you by Dinah. What is the show that everybody needs to watch? Come back to us and tell us what they thought, Dinah.
All right, so the one show that I would like everyone to check out is that Chinese cartoon, quote unquote, well, not really, is Quanzhi Gaoto. So definitely check that out. They have their own YouTube channel. Check it out on their YouTube channel. You can find it. And definitely, it's like it's a Chinese studio taking a crack at anime, and it does it very good. It's about esports, so if you like, you know, great animation, stuff like that with fighting and fantasy kind of theme, definitely check that out.
And we will leave a link to all the type of series that we mentioned offhand, like Your Name, Going on to Kotachi, and this in the information below, so you can link to it directly, so you don't have to be going mad trying to go, wait, what did he try to say? We'll have it down there for you. And last but not least, a user recommendation on Kitsu that I recommend all of you to go say hello to. This week, I'm going to recommend Sichung. It is C_CHEUNG, Sichung. He is a UK user on Kitsu, and he's one of the most intellectual and kind users on the website. He's someone who will always listen and care to what you have to say, and if you love Steins Gate, this is a guy to fan out with, because he loves it too.
Oh, yes. Go check his channel out. Fantastic person.
Yes.
One of my favorite users.
Spam Kurisu pictures on his wall, please.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
His ultimate waifu. He loves her. I don't think we had any birthday
shout. Small thing, but
oh yes.
Sorry, Daniel. But just for the whole anime recommendation, the Quanzhi Gaoto is the English name is the King's Avatar. So if you can't really, if you can't understand what I'm saying in the Chinese, then find it in English. So that is the King's Avatar.
And we will have it in the information below if for some reason you still can't understand that, even though he said it crystal clear.
The camera.
Damn.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks.
Yeah, of course. If you do not have any... Well, we don't have any birthday shout-outs this week, I don't think. My girlfriend's birthday happened 3 days ago, so I'll just say happy birthday and I love her. Mwah. I don't think we had any other... We didn't have any birthday shout-outs, but if you are listening to this and you do have a birthday coming up in the future weeks or months, tell us, and when it comes close, we will make sure... Or I'll make these two sing with me.
Yes, exactly.
Because they won't start it, but I will. I'll make them sing with me.
Yeah.
Save us. He has us in chains.
Yes. Oh my god. Yeah. There was no point. Yes. Oh my god. I wish I could high five you right now. You were so on point. Brave.
You could,
oh my god.
You could high five your screen, but I don't know if it'd be a good idea.
Oh my god. Don't start it, Cap. We still record. Don't start it.
All right. Is that everything, my lovelies?
I think so. That's it.
I think that's it.
Oh yeah. Oh, one way tiny thing, but again, sorry for such a long, intermittence between the first episode and this one. You know, things have gotten a bit busy between all of us.
It was my fault. I left the country and left my city, and I was going to places like Wrigley Field and my girlfriend's house. Everyone in the comments, blame Dokes and say, really, just like, why are you ruining my podcast experience to him?
You're a masochist, you know that?
Yeah. But yeah, it was wonderful talking about this. We'll have episode 3 out very soon because your name and Koi no Katachi are very fresh in our minds, and both of them want to attack me for my opinions.
It's going down.
So it'll be a lot of fun. We'll have that out probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks, since this one will be released not too long before. But I want to thank you all for listening. It was great. I'm Dokes.
I'm Dina.
Nuvo no Kai. Love you guys.
And wish you all a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening, or anything in between whenever you're listening to this. And have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.